Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, a successful town of the week, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who wonders, who crowdfunds the crowd? It's Michael Feldman.
Here's a good name. Harold Herring. No, that's the name of the company. Harold Herring Gear Manufacturing. Well, which is it? Is it Harold Herring, an individual, or is he a gear manufacturing?
Harold Herring's the name. Gear Manufacturing's the business.
Oh, okay. You need a comma in there, Harold. I'll sell you a comma. Let's go meet Harold Herring, gear manufacturer. Star of a new show on Fox this fall. We have the original Harold Herring here, no actor, that you might see on a television program. Gear manufacturing is often overlooked as a career possibility. No, stand up here. You've got one of those old, this goes back, this sweatshirt or whatever it is. It's shrunk on you.
I've grown.
You used to be that
size maybe. That's an old, what do you know, sweatshirt. Hoodie.
Indeed. It's as old as, not quite as old as you are.
Oh, come on there. With the jokes already, Harold Herring. You never know when Harold Herring is serious. That's one thing I've discovered over the years. I think you have too. Gear manufacturing. Were you in gear manufacturing when you purchased this
Yes, I was.
Hoodie?
Yes.
So you've been in it a long time.
30 years.
Are they still inventing new gears?
New ways of making them.
New ways of making, but the gears are pretty much the same?
Yes.
Back to Archimedes, probably, gears, right?
Back when they were made of wood.
Right.
Yep.
And they're basically, the principle behind a gear is that one cog goes in to another.
Indeed. And
what's the opposite of a cog? Well, I mean, the thing the cog goes into on the other gear, what do you call that?
Tooth space?
I don't know. You've been in this 50 years now, and you don't know what it's called?
I'm not in the technical end of it.
How technical is that? I asked you. You're in gears, though.
It gets pretty
technical. We know a cog is the thing that sticks out on a, right?
So then you have a tooth space is what the cog...
Called a tooth space, or yes. Did you just make that up?
I made that up.
I like you, Harold. Did you rise in the company over the years? Are you way up there?
I've risen. I've fallen.
Religious. Gears are religious for you, aren't they?
Yes.
You have risen in the gear company.
Indeed.
And what are you now, like a president, vice president?
Not quite. In charge of shipping and receiving for the plant I'm at.
That's pretty good. And where is that?
Addison, Illinois.
That's okay. Let's hear it for Addison, Illinois. We applaud almost any place. But you live in Oak Park.
Yes. So
life is good.
Indeed.
Excellent. Is there a question I was supposed to ask? What is this here about latex gloves?
Yeah, on the at the desk out there where you pay for your admission, you also are selling CDs and books, but there's also a box of latex gloves there.
Turn your head and cough.
And I thought about asking the lady at the desk what they were for.
No, those are the what do you know souvenir latex gloves.
I didn't have a question, so I figured I'd just record that as a question.
Well, she'll take him out if you want her to, but you don't want her to.
No, that's quite all right.
So, thanks for asking that.
What are they for?
I have no idea. I don't even know who she is. She doesn't work for us. She's a woman who comes here with a box of latex gloves every week. And I don't know what happens because I got a show to do, and I always come out there. I see some of them have been used when I come back. That's all I know about her.
Okay. Well, I'll find out on the way out, and I'll let you know.
I'm sure you'll find out one way or another.
Thank you.
Make sure she takes out a new pair. Let's see now. Did you ever have a mentor? I don't even know what a mentor is. Joan Pfeiffer? Is that right, from Milwaukee? Huh? Would you like to be my mentor? I did have a mentor many years ago. Yeah, I used to call Jack Mitchell, who was the head of Wisconsin Public Radio. mentored and tormented. I used to call it my mentor slash tormentor.
Yeah. Well, that's about right.
Yeah. Those mentors can turn on you in a second.
And they can also make you think and maybe change something.
No, we don't ever change, do we?
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you should.
No, we don't. We don't change.
Well, maybe you don't.
No, that's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't, you know.
Okay.
You can change if you want. And what field are you in, Joan?
I'm a mentor teacher.
You're a mentor. You mentor other teachers, or are you?
Yes, I do, for Milwaukee Public Schools.
And so what do you do for them exactly?
I try to guide them, troubleshoot for them, help them fix their priorities. Yeah. And it's always the initial or permit teachers, brand new ones.
Well, you know, I taught for a number of years, and I always thought when I first went into teaching, first thing I thought they should have taught you is how to break a hammer lock. we had learning theory and stuff, you know, in teacher school and stuff, and theories about how brain development and all this stuff. But break a hammer lock, number one, then you got something to work with.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. But thank you very much, Joan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
My mentor. She could be your mentor, too. That's what's that shirt there say?
Bazinga.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's a quote from the Big Bang Theory.
Naturally, it's a quote from the Big Bang Theory. Bazinga. So what is it with the Big Bang Theory? I've watched it, and I don't get it at all. What am I missing in the Big Bang Theory?
It's just a bunch of jokes that kind of, not many shows actually show, like, interesting characters who are very nerdy, but this does.
Is it the nerdy part that attracts you?
Yeah.
It's no longer pejorative to say that one is a nerd, right?
Yeah.
Nerds now are making the big money.
Yes, they are.
All right, so are you in some nerdy type things?
I was in Curling Club. Don't know many people that do that. Curling Club?
Curling Club is cool now. Curling is so cool. Do you curl now?
Yes.
Yeah. And how's that going? Where do you go to school?
Appleton North.
Appleton North. Do they have a curling team?
No, the Appleton Curling Club is where I was participating.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And so are you on that team then?
I'm not sure if it's quite a team. It doesn't seem like they actually go to compete with anybody. It seems like they just get together and curl on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I do that too. I curl up on Tuesday through Thursday usually. Should there be high school curling?
I think it would be a fun sport.
All right, there we go. Crowdfunded. Your name?
Karch Swanchera. Karch Swanchera.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I don't think I can do it, but that's a great name. Nice to meet you. Very good. Why is the butter so much better here? What does that even mean? We sat Russ Feingold on the bubbler. Okay, well, that'd be cool at some point to talk about that. We do the rest of the week. Here we go to those again. How does a guy who only works, another type of work be done? You actually get paid for doing this. Multiple universes, retro. Jen Breka. Jen Breka, Madison, Wisconsin, freelance copywriter.
Over here.
Huh? Oh, okay, good. Let's go over and say hello. First person is not concerned about my wherewithal, if that is still a word. No one says wherewithal anymore, and you use it in your everyday speech. It's a good thing. Hey, Jen Breka, freelance copywriter.
Yes.
You'll write copy for anybody.
Anybody.
So if I need copy, I call you.
Right.
Okay. How'd you get into that field?
Well, it's a long story. I was a journalist, and that's not such a great job anymore.
Copywriting.
Right.
All right. And what is this? Your 8-year-old? What?
Yes.
This one here. Hi. Is this true?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What is it that you want to know?
I want to know if you ever get mixed up between Michael Phelps. Everybody ever calls you Michael Phelps.
You laugh, it happens to me all the time.
Really? I imagine.
Especially if they see me swim or in a pair of Speedos. You say, Michael Phelps. No, I get that all the time. It's Feldman.
Great. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much for making that mistake. Very sweet. What was your name, dear?
My name is Mia Braco. Okay. My name's Mia Braco.
Okay, we got it both times. Your name is out there now, Mia Braco. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because you know why?
I have no idea because we're doing things backwards in the second hour.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You think we shouldn't?
It's up to you.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're the boss. If you want to play the quiz now, let's play the quiz now.
All right, let's do the quiz now. Okay. Or do you want to do the town of the week now?
We can do memos. I don't know if you have memos.
Yeah, we got memos. I got all kinds of stuff.
Let's do memos first.
We'll do memos. I'll tell you what, we'll do memos, and then we'll do town of the week.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, all
right. And the boys can play, and then we'll take a break. And then we'll do the quiz.
Sorry, I was just going freelance.
That's okay. It was exciting, that's for sure.
All right. You know, each week we read memos from actual listeners, don't we? Some weeks we don't. Yeah. You got to vary it up a little bit, don't you? Where did I put the memos? Here they are right here. Thanks for the memos. First of all, this on the headphones thing was very controversial here. About if you have to put your R earbud or headphone on your R ear and your L on your L ear, and if you're versum, if you go crazy. That was very controversial here. And Larry Wright, apparently he knows about this. And he says, earbud left-right controversy, like the ability to judge distance that having two eyes gives us, binocular vision. Having two ears, stereo hearing, gives us the ability to determine the direction the sound comes from. This applies to the use of earbuds primarily when listening to something that has a specific placement of sound sources, such as classical music, where the violins are expected to be on the right. Why are violins expected to be on the right?
That's how they set up the symphony.
But expected is a strong word.
Well, there's...
Do you expect violins on the right?
I demand violence on the
right. Okay, then he's right. And as was touched on during the show, modern audio engineers have frequently done things to take advantage of stereo to add to the entertainment of the recording. In fact, when all stereo recordings have designated right and left tracks that can be replicated by using your earbuds in the designated ears, you still get to hear all the music even if you reverse the earbuds, but without the directional, suddenly the violins are on the left. You know, I think is what he's saying here. And that can be upsetting to the average listener, the average stereo listener. But without the directional placement the recording artist intended. Your ears, your music, your call. Thank you very much, Larry Wright. And I hope he's in this business and not just blowing it out his ears. And then they said, because he says the violins are expected to be on the right, and then they said they pan according to the drums. That's stupid. I mean, Jeff, why? It should be according to the bass. Oh.
It should be in the right.
But no, that's where you expect to find the violins. You wouldn't be on... the bass would be with the violins?
Yes.
But there's a specific way they set up a symphony, right, Jeff?
Exactly. Based on that.
That's what it's based
on. Based on that. Okay. No, say no more.
No pun intended.
Okay, we got a couple memos here. We haven't read them for a couple weeks, so I'll read a couple. We got some office-type things here now. This went out to everybody, I guess, okay, and it reads as follows. There are shoe prints in what appears to be a naked butt print on the conference table in the second floor, conference suite. Really? Really? That table gets used by a lot of people, apparently. Please show some respect. If you must use it for a photo shoot or whatever, there are cleaning supplies under the sink in the kitchenette. Use them. Signed, building manager. That's a pretty good one. Okay, well, there's a toilet seat one. We get a lot of toilet seat related things or toilet related things. This actually comes from, this is international, it comes from Heathrow Airport. He's got a company around the block from Heathrow Airport in London, and they got this memo. It said, good afternoon. English, huh? I love the way they talk. Good afternoon. We would like to bring it to the attention of all tenants that within the last 3 weeks, 11 toilet seats have had to be replaced within the building. This clearly highlights that more care and attention is required when using facilities. I love the English. May I ask if all colleagues can be made aware that the building has shared toilet and shower facilities and that these should be used appropriately and left in the exact manner in which people would wish to find them? Kind regards. Isn't that nice? This is definitely not an American memo. Now, here's one that is a little more. This is actually goes out to a government department here. It's a plant maintenance alert. It has come to our attention that a plant is missing from the third floor. These plants are leased from a company who also maintains and replaces the plants when needed. We are asking that whoever may have took the plant, grammar, on the third floor to please return it as soon as possible. These plants are not ours to keep. Also, we have been asked not to water the plants anymore. The company that owns the plants are responsible for watering the plants. If there is a plant that needs attention, is dying, or sick, please contact names removed. Thank you very much, Building Maintenance. Thank you for those memos and keeping us here in the pushing the envelope from the outside in the memo business. Where can they send those memos?
People with such clarifying memos can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Yes.
Yep.
And how else can they reach us?
There's snail mail.
Snail mail, yeah. Okay.
People want to pay for postage. 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Yeah, and if you're on the Twitters, I'm on the Twitters. You just got to follow at my Feldman, and I'll be your Feldman.